good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Empower Hour. I am your host, Tracy Ullman, and along with me is personal certified trainer and owner of Inner Strength Fitness, Denise Pavernick.
Hello,
Denise. And together, we help you reclaim and restore your own personal power. And if you'd like to visit me in person, you can do so at 721 East Lancaster Avenue, where I own and operate Soulscapes Reiki Healing and Wellness Center. You can check me out on Facebook, Soulscapes page. And if you like to advertise on Empower Hour, please contact me with your business, 484-888-8777. And Denise, where can the listeners find you?
They can find me at www.innerstrengthfitnessnutrition.com. They can find Inner Strength Fitness and Nutrition on Facebook and Instagram at Inner Strength Fitnut. And also you can contact me personally, 610-425-0105.
And remember, folks, you can call in with any comments or questions at any time at 610-701-9243. That's 610-701-WCHE. And today's show, we were supposed to surprise you, and this is a big surprise.
Yes.
And Denise and I, well, mostly Denise. Yes. Denise is fabulous at reading angel cards. We're doing some free call-in, and we have some guests in the studio, too, today. It is how to turn your mess into a divine message with the assistance of our angels.
Sounds awesome.
And how I came up with this topic, and I sort of kind of surprised, I don't know if I surprised you with it, but I came up with this topic because on a serious note, over Labor Day weekend, in my neighborhood, there was a 3-alarm fire in my neighborhood, and even though there were no injuries, 3 families had been displaced. This is in Phoenixville. And to witness this fire, first of all, was, you just don't see that every day. You don't see roofs burning and people literally running out of their houses. It did go really quick. The right conditions were there. Windy, it's been dry. We didn't have a lot of rain. So these houses burned, 3 of them burned pretty quickly. 2 of them lost everything. The 3rd house was a lot of water damage. And like I said, 2 of the families have lost everything, that they left only with a few pictures and a couple of pairs of sneakers that were new. And I am personally friends with one of the families. My son and her son go to school together. And I ate lunch with her last week. And she said, you know, Tracy, my life has been completely turned upside down by this fire. They were displaced. They are in a new home. They are renting a home. In a matter of 20 minutes, you know, her life changed, and she never re-entered the house, and she just looked at me, and she says, such a mess. What a mess this is. And I took that in, and I just said to my higher power and her, I just said, well, you know, there's always a silver lining in every story. And I said to her first, you know, thank God the fire was in the late afternoon, because through the 3 families, there was 12 children in 3 homes, which there was a 3-month-old, a 12-month-old, and an 18-month-old. And just to think that if it was burning at night, how quick it went to get all those children up and get yourself, you know, alert, things I think could have went a lot different. So I said, you know, let's just thank God and our higher power that it happened during the day. It happened at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And also, every time I handed, there was a lot of donations. It was nice to see the community come together. We collected articles for them, and it was nice to see the community come together. And every time I handed out a gift card to one of the families, they became very emotional. And even herself, she was emotional to receive. And I had said to her, I said, you know, even though you were displaced, maybe that was universe's way of moving you out. But also, too, it's helped her receive help from others. And when you lose everything, you don't realize that that means toothbrushes, hairbrushes, your clothes, shoes, coats, eating utensils. When everything goes, they walked out of the house with just the clothes on their back. For most of us, you know, it's a difficult task to ask for help. And I think why it's hard on some level to ask for help is that maybe we don't feel that we deserve that kindness or generosity. So today, why I'm bringing this up is I want to talk with Denise and some of the folks that are here and callers, how our angels can help us help others to receive divine messages. And, you know, because to be human, sometimes it's just messy. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The messier, the better, though.
The messier, the better.
Oh, the messier, the better.
And let's face it, you know, sometimes messes, they wash off, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes we go through things consciously, and sometimes we're unconscious of what is presented.
Most of the time, most of the people are unconscious.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
You know, so not that we want to lay, you know, victims to, because certainly with these three families, where the house, where the fire started, the middle family, the mother, she's taken it really, really hard. She had a lot of guilt because it started in her house and it jumped the firewall, and of course it's displaced two other families. So it was very difficult for her to kind of bounce back. In our neighborhood, through the GoFundMe account, I just want to say, if anybody's listening from Northridge Village, I just think it's awesome that we have raised over $8,000 for these,
that is wonderful,
for these three families. To see the community to come together and raise $8,000, that we have checks for each family over $2,000 for them, I just think that that's just,
yes, that's wonderful.
It's just really it's moving. So, you know, do you have a, when we break free and we try to find a message in our message, or we try to find a message in our mess, inside of our mess, and also sharing it with others. So some folks, you know, have really turned their lives around when,
sure,
when they've hit in hard times or something like this with being displaced, helping others survive a, you know, traumatic event is a way that we can, you know, help each other and experience wisdom from inner. And that's what I like the most of turning your mess into a message, is that there's always an inner wisdom there, isn't there?
Always. Absolutely always.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, the things that happen are that people tend to be so much on autopilot that they're really not aware of what's going on around them. And sometimes you've been asking and asking and asking for a different life, a different job, a different relationship, but afraid to take that step to move forward. And because you've asked, the universe steps in and helps you move forward in a way that you would not normally do yourself.
Yeah, so what we're going to do today is we're going to take callers, and if you have some type of situation that maybe, you know, you turned your life around, maybe you, you know, had a story as a child, maybe you, you know, had a childhood disease, or maybe you came from, I'm losing my train of thought, but, you know, if anybody out there has had some type of story behind them, maybe it's addiction, maybe it's, you know, going through school and not making it, maybe it's an illness, if anybody's listening out there and you turned your life around, to me, that's taken a mess, that your life might have been messy, and that you then are sharing it with others. For myself personally, I definitely, in 1995, when my grandmother passed away, who raised me from 95 to 2000, were very dark years for me. I certainly have, since 2000, have taken my life and turned it around from negative to positive, and I share that message, especially in 2009 when I had a near-death experience. I don't think if I've ever had that experience, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. So, you know, the first step into some tips to help us is facing what it is. So we have a guest here in the studio. While we wait, if anybody's listening, again, 610. Of course there's people listening, if there's anybody listening. Of course.
Of course they are.
Of course there's.
And they're all just dying to talk to us right now.
Yeah, well, 610. 610-701-9243. That's 610-701-WCHE. We have Carol here. Say hello, Carol.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I literally just pulled Carol off the street.
Yes, you did.
We randomly do that from time to time.
That's okay.
And we're going to give Carol an angel reading and have her have some answers to maybe some of the questions that she might be going through. So, Carol, is there anything that related to topic that you would want to know or be helped with?
It's probably kind of a common question, but finding true love.
Finding true love.
Yeah, I've been through two divorces that talk about going through a lot and coming out the other side. I feel like I'm coming out the other side, but I could certainly use some guidance when it comes to fighting.
So what type of people have you been choosing?
The wrong types.
I was thinking, I always used to joke and say I had a broken picker.
Yeah.
Yeah, my picker was broken. I had a
picked
hard time.
The same guy twice.
Yeah.
Basically.
But that can change.
Yeah. I need it to change.
You need it to change.
Yeah.
Okay. So the big question now, we're going to have you pick some cards and
okay.
do an angel reading. However, they speak to me without the cards. It's more for your guidance. The big question that's going to come up, though, is how much do you love yourself? Let's talk about
it. Did
that.
You want me to answer that
oh,
right now?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I love myself a lot, and sometimes I don't.
Okay, and why is it sometimes and not all the time?
I don't really know. I guess outside influences, maybe I allow them to affect my emotions.
Okay. So what you're going to see, and I always, before I do a reading, kind of get some ideas of where you are, because I'm going to tell you ahead of time what's going to show up in the cards that you pick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be that it's really time for you to show others how it's done, because no one's going to know how to love you unless you love yourself. And the other thing that we run into with these type of situations is that because you don't know how to love yourself, you don't know how to accept love from other people. So what
I'm going to
do, it makes sense?
Yes, it
okay.
does.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to have you pick three cards. I'm going to kind of put them down here.
Okay.
That way you can move them around however you want. Pick three cards face down.
Three, okay.
Uh-huh. And bring them up and let's see what your angels have to say. Have you ever had any type of communication with your angels before?
I've had readings done before, yes.
Okay. So this isn't the first time?
No.
All right. So here we have here your first card is that there's illusion of being trapped, illusion of being stuck in the same, you know, and that's the thing. Until you change yourself, you can go from relationship to relationship to relationship, but you're going to get the same person over and over again, just in different
right.
bodies. Does that
right.
make sense?
Yes,
that's what's
absolutely.
Going on here.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a lack of self-confidence, and again, this is not truly loving yourself. So can you go home and look in the mirror and for 1 minute, this was homework in my angel class that held last Tuesday, their homework this week, it's for just 1 minute a day to look in the mirror and just be your biggest cheerleader out loud. High five, you rock, I'm amazing.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I think I can.
All right, so let's hear some of it now. Let's hear some self-love for Carol.
All right, you rock.
With a peace sign.
I love you.
So you say it jokingly, but we want you to really say it like you mean it. Like, what is the most amazing thing about Carol? You should be like, boom, boom, boom. Tell me everything that's
I'm
awesome.
Tenacious. I don't give up easy.
That's good.
Fight to the bitter end.
Okay. And what else about you? What do people say when they say Carol? They're like, oh yeah, this is awesome about Carol.
Resilient, and I could always figure out a way to make things happen.
And then tell us about your heart. How do you love?
How do I love? Hugs? I don't know.
How do you express that to someone else when you're in love with someone? How do you express that?
I tell them, mm-hmm. do things for them.
Okay.
Help them with things that they need.
Okay, so hold on to those three things because we're going to have you start doing that for yourself.
Okay.
Telling yourself that you love you, doing nice things for yourself, and helping yourself to get where you need to go.
Okay.
So your next card here is that we had it reversed, events moving at a fast pace, meaning that you don't think things are moving quick enough for you. Has there been a lull?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what this card is saying. So why do you think you've been given some downtime?
to work on myself.
There you go. That's exactly it. Because, again, if you just put out the same package all the time, you're going to get the same results back. And that's kind
right.
of the definition of insanity.
Okay.
So here, it's really about taking this time, this downtime, and falling in love with yourself so much that it's not that you don't need anyone else.
Yeah.
You're so complete in the person that you are that anybody else coming on board is just icing on the cake.
Okay.
Okay? All right, so your last card here is there's conflicting goals.
Hmm.
And that lets me know that you give up a lot of yourself in order to be in a relationship with another person.
Probably so.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how is it that you're losing an identity, your identity, in a relationship with someone else?
Being a parent.
Okay. And how so? How does that?
I guess I enable.
Okay. So there's like codependency going
on
there?
Yeah, and I think I do that, and I've done that because there was nobody else in the picture but me.
Okay.
And so I tried to take on both roles.
Okay.
And
it kind of interferes with your relationships?
Well, I think it interferes with a lot of different things because
okay.
I'm always so busy trying to keep them happy and, you know, the kids on track that I lose sight of myself.
Okay. So that's a very common thing that we hear a lot with parents, especially single parents. But, you know, it is a truth that if mom ain't happy, nobody's happy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
So the thing is, you have to, you know, be selfish enough to put yourself first, to make yourself full and whole, because you really don't have a whole lot to give to anyone else if you're not full yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so the last two relationships, why did they end? What was the common theme there?
They both drank too much.
Okay.
It was interfering. Their alcohol addiction just got in the way. Both of them, yeah.
So you have people who are looking, two people who are looking outside of themselves to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And really, in this world, in this universe of law of attraction, you're getting that mirrored. So that's what you're putting out there, where you're expecting someone else to come in outside of you to make you happy.
Mm.
And therefore, you attract people who do the same exact thing.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I need to change that.
So we're going to have you pick one more card for your first action step that you need to do, besides loving yourself immensely.
Okay.
And know that you picked the happy family card.
Great.
So this is all saying, you don't have to worry about don't worry about the kids.
Okay.
Don't worry about the family. It's time to worry about you. Not even worry about you. It's time to enjoy you.
Okay.
And you'll find that the happier you become, all the stuff that seemed like work with the kids will make itself nice and easy.
Okay. Sounds great.
Does it sound good?
Yeah. Loving
anything,
it.
Anything you want to add, Trace?
Nope. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Pat Ward, Chairman and CEO of Penn Liberty Bank. As a locally owned and managed community bank, we understand the importance of helping businesses within our communities to grow and prosper. Penn Liberty Bank has consistently been recognized as one of the top SBA lenders in the Philadelphia region. We have the lending expertise to provide area businesses with the capital they need. Here's Bob Terzak, CEO of Brilliant Graphics in Exton.
Thanks, Pat. I have been in business for 35 years and have never worked with a bank so extraordinary. Penn Liberty Bank is involved in our business and truly cares about our success. They have an exceptional commercial banking team who is available and approachable. We could not ask for a better business partner. Everyone at the bank champions our business from the stands and on the field, never distanced from the game. When you need an extraordinary bank, call Penn Liberty Bank.
Thanks, Bob. Find out how Penn Liberty Bank can help your business grow. Visit PennLibertyBank.com or stop by any of our 10 conveniently located branches.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey-ho, Bigfoot here. You know, mythical creature from the woods. Today I saw something I couldn't believe existed. The new Honda Pioneer 1000. Whoa, man, it's a beast with a best-in-class 999cc engine and the industry's only 6-speed, fully automatic dual-clutch transmission. This thing's real, it's big, and it's here. Check it out at pioneer1000.honda.com.
Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. For your safety, read the owner's manual. Wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed.
There's a new epidemic in the United States. It kills between 40,000 and 90,000 Americans each year, according to the National Academy of Sciences. Can doctors and hospitals cure it? No. In fact, the medical community is the cause. The epidemic is called medical negligence. I'm Steve Karp from the Chester County law firm of Karp & Hart. My firm is one of only a few in Chester County which handles medical malpractice cases. I've been practicing in the field of medical malpractice law for over 30 years. If you or someone in your family have been a victim of medical negligence by a doctor or hospital, you might want to give us a call. There's no charge for us to review your medical records. A fee is paid only if we are successful in winning your case. My number is 610-430-2200. Ask for me, Steve Karp, or my partner, Peter Hart. That's 610-430-2200. And don't forget to join me and Peter every Tuesday at noon for Legal Talk right here on WCHE.
Hi, I'm Tracy Allman, owner of Soulscape Reiki Healing in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Did you know that Reiki can help you relieve physical pain, diminish stress, and help you get more out of life? I treat back pain, stress headaches, anxiety, and depression. Reiki is a natural way of helping your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. If you've been injured, suffer from stress or anxiety, call 484-888-8777 to find out how you can improve your well-being.
What is everyone talking about in Chester County? Find out on the News at Noon here on 1520 WCHE.
Okay, and we're back. And, you know, if you want to do something good with a mess in your life, you know, learn from it and help someone else, you might say to yourself, well, how do I go about doing that? Well, the first step into helping others, if you've overcome an obstacle in your life, whether it be addiction or a loss of a loved one or anything that just, you know, has you tied up a bit. You know, you need to face it or acknowledge it. Everyone, first of all, we all make mistakes. The angels know that we make mistakes. They're very, very talking to me. You made a face, Denise, so what does that mean?
It means that we're supposed to. That's how we grow.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to get it right every single time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but they know that we're human. I think a lot of times the people that I see, and Carol being one of them, I've done readings on her before in the past, is letting them know that it's okay to make a mistake and that the angels know that we're human. Right? Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
Well, and there's no judgment. I mean, you're here to define who you are. And if you think about it, you know, we've used this example before. If you go into an ice cream store and you decide to try a different flavor and you make that decision and you don't like the flavor you chose, it doesn't make you a bad person. You didn't make a wrong choice. You tried something new and it didn't work out the way you thought. That's kind of how life is.
Right, it is. But there, what I'm speaking about is people that I know mm-hmm. for a fact that have something happen in their life and they can't move forward from it.
Mm-hmm.
They stay stuck in it.
Mm-hmm.
In my practice, I know that I see people that come, you witnessed that, right? Where they don't have anywhere else to go to ask for advice. They're in this place of they can't move forward. And I explain to people that mistakes are there for us to learn and then correct them, not to punish ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people they get caught up in the guilt or the shame of maybe a bad choice. Maybe, like Carol was saying, I went through two divorces, I have two kids, and I'm not good to myself. Or I want true love, but I have to change something about myself. What does that mean?
Well, if you think about, you know, lower energy vibrations such as guilt and shame are things that have been taught to you, you meaning everyone. That is not something that we know as young infants, toddlers. That's taught to us, and it's something that we adopt. So we have to unlearn these behaviors just as quickly as we learn them, knowing that, you know, every choice you make, and you make tons of them each day, it's just helping you define what you like, what you don't like, who you are, who you want to become. The person you want to become. So where the guilt comes in, it doesn't make sense because it's showing that somebody else has put some type of obligation onto us of this is the person that we need to be at all times and it has to be perfect in all ways, and that's not how it is. So your angels are going to come to you and say, you know, if you fall down, they're going to pick you up. They're going to help you take that next step. They're going to help you. The idea of one being stuck is something, again, that's been taught because of the fact that, you know, the sense of having guilt and shame and feeling unworthy is not who someone is in their own birthright.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You understand that.
And this is what we're teaching people.
And this is what we're teaching people, but there's...
And we understand that when people feel stuck, they really, really, really feel stuck. We get that.
Oh, we have a caller.
Fine. Can I get on air? Okay.
Caller, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to?
You got Hank.
Hey, Hank. How are you?
Hey.
All right. Just got home from skin cancer surgery and hernia surgery.
Okay.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
How'd you get involved with the Forum of Entertainment?
How did we get involved with, say it again?
This Forum of Entertainment.
This Forum of Entertainment, we were guided here.
What was the guidance?
Angel guidance.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was that guy that we had before.
Hank.
Yeah, Hank. He called in the week before.
Hank, thank you for calling in. That was interesting. So we're talking about angel guidance, and if you need help from the angels, just ask, Hank.
Yes,
that's all you got to do is just ask and have faith. So we have up next, we have Aloren. Aloren is my intern, and she is here. And what question do you have for Denise and the angels for guidance?
I don't have any specific question.
What would you like to learn about yourself?
My future?
Your future?
Yeah, definitely.
What does that mean to you?
I want to be successful, definitely, and have something to look forward to at all times.
And how do you define success?
Having a steady job and a family who loves and cares for you, and doing stuff like this, helping other people.
So would you say that you already have success?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so that's very, very important, because success isn't something that comes to you, just like happiness isn't something that comes to you in the future when you have this. The ego is always trying to push it away. When you realize you're already a success right here, right now with what you're doing, it just multiplies as you go. So we're going to have you have some fun, and we're going to have you pick some cards.
Okay.
And see. So what is it that you would like to do in your future? Where do you see yourself?
I see myself going to a really good college, and I want to major in business and minor in pre-law, and then hopefully get my law degree.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to just throw these down here. I'm going to have you move them around however you want. Take three face down. Okay. Ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, the first card that you pick here is the heartache card. Has something happened recently that's made you sad?
No.
No. Okay. So is there a fear that somehow that you won't be the success that you would like to be?
Yes.
Okay. So we need to really, it doesn't make sense to have a fear over something that doesn't exist. Because if you do, you bring it into existence. So here, this is just letting you know that it's time for you to really get to know yourself. You know, to put yourself first, to understand that things are always happening the way that they're supposed to be happening. And if you have nothing on your mind but success and you're enjoying what it is that you're doing and you're realizing you're that success now, more of that will come to you. Your next card is the Dreamer. And this is a really, really powerful card in the fact that it basically says, the world's your oyster. What is it that you want? What can the universe bring to you? And, you know, the thing that, you know, we hear sometimes is go to school, get good grades, work really, really hard, and then you'll get whatever you want. Let's add in there, you know, there's nothing wrong with hard work. There's nothing wrong with going to school and getting great grades. However, let's not forget to enjoy the journey. Let's not forget to have fun along the way and make friends and, like you said, to influence and help people as much as you can. And your last card is your angels are letting you know that at all times that they're going to be there for you. You're never alone. When this card comes up, sometimes you feel misunderstood, that those around you may not understand you as much as you'd like them to. And it could just be that you're not around people who have the same drive and enthusiasm as yourself. It's okay to be you. It's okay to allow your enthusiasm to run through and really stay focused. But notice along the way that whenever you're on a journey for something, the universe will say to you, would you like to look at this? How about this? And always keep your mind open to different opportunities, because where you think you might want to be now and what actually shows up for you could be two different things.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. right, we'll take a break and we'll be right back after this.
Academy Bus, the Northeast leader in ground transportation services, is proud to sponsor Westchester University Athletics. Like the many student-athletes who represent the Golden Rams, we strive for excellence with every move we make. Our charter bus service now stretches from Boston to Washington, D.C., and includes modern Wi-Fi internet-equipped motor coaches with the most professional drivers in the industry. To learn more about our services and our new 38 and 28 passenger equipment, visit us online at www.academybus.com. Search for us on Facebook or view videos of our fleet via YouTube.
Radio PA's Ask the Governor program brings you extended Q&As with Governor Tom Wolf, and you have a chance to be part of the show every month. Have a question or comment about taxes, government spending, or any other topic that impacts your life? Well, send your questions and comments to Governor Wolf anytime by visiting PAMatters.com and clicking the Ask the Governor link at the top of the page. We'll present your questions to Governor Wolf during every show. John in Mount Lebanon wrote in, when are the politicians going to Hanover Township for our next question? And Phil writes in, will people buying food with Wilkes-Barre's our next stop? Anthony, the award-winning Ask the Governor program from Radio Pennsylvania, now featuring Governor Tom Wolf. Visit PAMatters.com to have your voice heard and to view video clips from all our Ask the Governor tapings. Ask the Governor is a production of Radio PA, Top Flight Media, and PAMatters.com.
This is Governor Tom Wolf. I'm ready to answer your questions, so stop by PAMatters.com today.
If you're like most people, you keep track of how much milk you have in the fridge. You keep track of your finances. You keep track of how many calories you eat. You keep track of the weather, the news, technology, work, school, music. You even keep track of how much toilet paper you have left. So while you're keeping track of all this stuff, could we suggest adding one more thing? Keep track of your prescription pain medications you have at home. If you have old prescriptions you aren't using, dispose of them properly. Take drugs out of their original containers and mix them with an undesirable substance such as coffee grounds or kitty litter. This message is brought to you by the Chester County Department of Drug and Alcohol Services. For more information, please call toll-free 1-866-286-3767.
Do you want to eat healthier and exercise but don't know where to start? Are you bored of your current food choices and exercise program? Inner Strength Fitness, located in Downingtown, can help you. Inner Strength Fitness offers customized nutrition plans and exercise programs that can get you results. Call now at 610-425-0105 to schedule your free consult. Get on track now for a healthier, happier new you. Inner Strength Fitness, nutrition.com.
From Westchester to Coatesville, from Kennett to Chester Springs, from Parksburg to Paoli, this is your home for all things Chester County. WCHE 1520 AM, the talk of Chester County.
All right, and we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
I am. It's Sally.
Hey, Miss Sally Harvey, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? This is a great show.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, and I'm just letting you know that a deer is just walking outside my picture window where I'm sitting in my aromatherapy studio.
Sweet.
And beautiful.
Denise, I was telling Sally over the weekend, Sally is also a teacher. She teaches about aromatherapy, and I was teaching her about how we had Cindy Page on last Monday.
Yes.
About the animal totem. So what does that mean when she's looking at the deer?
The deer represents being gentle with yourself, having great positive thoughts about yourself. Is it on the left or right?
It's kind of right in front of me, but if it's right of center.
Okay. And what were you thinking of at the time that you saw the deer?
What I'm thinking of is my question for you is, how do I unleash my energy to go forward with all of the creative projects that I want to accomplish?
Okay. Trace, you want that or you want me to handle?
Yeah, you can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know Sally, so I feel like I want her to get a different opinion because we do this when she comes in. I treat her, she treats me.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right, so here's a gentle thoughts.
Yep.
Gentle thoughts on the topic. When you say unleash your energy, what are you really asking there?
I guess I'm asking, how do I motivate myself to just get these things done that I have all of the ideas of creating?
Okay, Sam. A lot of creativity?
Right. Yes, I have things.
You have to move out of that old lady energy. You say that a lot. You do. I have to let Denise know about that.
I'm 61, and I think I'm 61. I've retired from teaching. This is my second career.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask you this. Would you do this all day long, even if you never got paid a dime?
Yes.
Okay, so here's your passion. You're tapped into your passion. Is it a matter of you have too many choices, you don't know where to start, or?
Maybe that's it, yes. Maybe that's it.
Okay.
There's so many different things.
Okay, so if we had to narrow down, how many different things are we talking about?
Well, I have my aromatherapy massage business, which I absolutely love. I have my aromatherapy teaching studio, which I absolutely love. I'm creating retreats with two friends, which I love to do, and I have writing that I would like to do.
Okay. So, if you had to pick one right now.
Oh, gosh, that's really hard.
Well, we're going to make you make this choice.
I know. Probably it's individual teaching, probably through massage, because I think that's where I have a really good impact on people. I think I help people.
Okay, because the cards that I pulled for you, I have trust, and then the next card says it's up to you. And it's really where, you know, if you were forced to pick one, what one would you pick? That's where you start.
Okay.
And allow that to take up the majority of the energy, and then what the other topics, you know, you put them into the priority order, and they will kind of work themselves out.
Okay.
So it's
which is interesting, because I'll tell you this, because that would be my hands-on practice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love what I do, and I have people who tell me that it's incredibly beneficial to them.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 10 years old, before I was a teacher and before I was a massage therapist, I was in the basement of my church Sunday school, and I just knew that I was going to use my hands to help people.
Okay.
So maybe that's my focus.
Well, the card that I picked here for you says yes. That is your focus.
Okay.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you want clarity on?
I'm pretty good.
Sally, I just want to say I pulled the card for you as well, and first of all, build it and they will come.
Okay.
Build it and they will come. Do what serves you will then serve others. And
Okay. Meditate.
I got this big message in the card that I pulled for you is meditation. How often are we meditating? And you know, prayer is asking God. Meditation is receiving his answer. So are we paying attention to the signs? Are we listening?
Okay.
So, yeah, notice those things that repeat a lot. Can you think of anything offhand that has been repeating for you at least three times?
Oh, gosh, I'd have to think about that. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I'm sure they
have.
Okay,
so I'm going to ask you a few questions. Do you remember the last song you heard?
Yes, the guy singing Our Father Who Art in Heaven to the Pope.
Okay.
Well, other than what I heard in church yesterday, but that's the last song I heard in my head.
Okay. And, you know, how does that song speak to you?
It's powerful.
Okay.
That was Andre Bocelli, by the way.
Andre Bocelli, yeah.
Oh.
It was fantastic.
Okay, so that's the energy. They want you to tap into that energy. That's where they're pointing you.
Isn't that interesting? That's fantastic.
Yes, it is. And that's what they want you to think of when you need the motivation. Tap into that song.
Play it over and over and over again, right?
I have to go on the computer, even get it to play on my computer so I can play it.
Yes.
I have a suggestion for you. That song, I love Andrea Bocelli. That song, Sally, is on his Christmas CD from 3 years ago with Mary J. Blige. He made a Christmas CD with her, and
okay.
He sings that song on there. It's track 13. I love that.
Okay.
See that?
Okay.
There's all the answers for you right then and there.
How's that for Empower Hour?
That's incredible. I just want this show to grow and grow and grow because this has been my life. And when I show people that, oh, my gosh, they can just plug into this power in themselves,
yes.
It's like a new universe is open to them.
Absolutely.
And it's a fantastic experience, and you never stop having those doors open. But, yeah, it's great.
If you keep your eyes and ears and feelings open, you're always being guided to where you need to be.
I know. And you know what happens is sometimes you just get moving so fast.
Yes.
that, yeah, you're
That's
right.
Why you got that meditate card. That's for you to slow down.
Yeah, it's a fast week, and my mind keeps going. Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you, Denise and Tracy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. It's interesting.
It is very interesting.
Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah.
J.M., we're
going to
get that song up on Andrea Bocelli. Maybe. During break. Not now, but
yeah,
during.
Yeah.
Snap to it.
During break.
All right. So, you know, reaching out and asking for help. Isn't this nice? How,
it is.
How,
and, you know, and how instant the help is. It's right there for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let's take a break, and then we're going to come back.
Okay.
And Denise is going to do another reading. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Tune in Thursday nights at 7 p.m. to our live internet stream at WCHE1520.com for the Bill Swan Coaches Show. The head man of the Westchester University Golden Rams football team reviews the previous week's games and takes a look ahead to their next matchup. Plus, you can send your questions to BillSwanShow@comcast.net or on Facebook at Bill Swan Show. That's Thursday nights at 7 p.m. live from Timothy's Restaurant in Westchester. For the Bill Swan Coaches Show every Thursday at 7 p.m.
Heatherwood Retirement Community understands at different stages of life, residents may need different levels of care. That's why they have created a Continuum of Care campus. Live comfortably in spacious, independent living apartments and age in place. When personal care is needed, our dedicated, caring staff come right to you. Rehabilitation and skilled nursing are here on campus. Heatherwood's spacious apartments and cottages offer full kitchens, multiple closets, a private patio or balcony, and endless activities to live an active lifestyle. No more maintenance or housekeeping. No costly buy-ins. A simple month-to-month lease, and you can experience the good life. Love lives here. Call today for a tour at 610-273-9300 or visit heatherwoodretire.com.
They say a family that hunts together stays together, and that's because there's a special bond that's shared when the entire family gets out in the field. Sharing adventures, memories, laughs, and savory venison dinners. It's what life's all about. And whether you get something or not, just being out there is enough.
Visit GoHuntPA.org to get your family's hunting license. Discover tasty recipes and find new hunting lands near you. GoHuntPA, a site for hunters by hunters.
Hey, Chester County, have you tried acupuncture? I'm Margaret Chelli, owner of Interlight Wellness Acupuncture in Downingtown. If you've been struggling with stubborn health problems and have found no relief, I can help. We're located in Downingtown on Business Street 30 near the Wegman Shopping Center. We're open evenings and weekends for your convenience. Don't let your body slow you down. Get acupuncture. Call us at 610-357-4376. That's 610-357-4376.
WCHE 1520 AM, bringing you all things Chester County from our palatial studios on West Gay Street in Uptown Westchester, the talk of Chester County. If you don't believe it, just ask your neighbor. They listen.
All right, and we are back, and we have Kervin Desmoulin in the hot seat here, and he's going to ask me a question, and I'm going to give him a reading.
Hello.
Hello, Kervin.
Back again.
Yes. I'd like to know about finding a new home.
You want to find a new home? Okay. Let's pick four cards. That's because four is good for foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in a pile, and then you're going to hand them back to me.
That happens to be the deck that I'm using for the angel class. Good, very good deck.
All right.
I've had this deck. My deck, I mean, we have lots of decks, but my deck here is Healing with the Angels. I got this deck, like, back in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
This deck and then the Goddess deck by Doreen Virtue were my two first decks.
Yeah.
And then I think I don't know. Was this when you taught initial class?
That's the one I've been using, but I have used other ones,
too. I think when I went to your class, you had a different deck.
It could have been. But that's the one I'm using now.
Yeah. When we do angel readings, folks, we only work with the light. I do. I'm sure Denise does, too, but I just don't work with the tarot. You know, you have the angel tarot card deck.
It's the same. It's not anything negative.
It's the same.
Yeah.
For me personally, I don't know. I just kind of stay away from the tarot. That's just me.
Okay.
You know,
that's just
my
choice.
It's just a choice, and it's what I'm comfortable with. So, first card, support. So, do you not feel supported in finding a new home?
I do.
You do?
Been
your focus is support.
Well, financial support.
Oh, financial support. So let me just ask you this. Where is the lack coming from? Why don't you think you can find a new home?
I usually get nervous a little bit.
Right, because for me, the focus, you know, your divine ascended masters, your ancestors are all supporting you and saying that this house is waiting. I mean, it's so funny that you asked me this because 6 years ago, I was going through the same thing. The same thing. I want a new house, but I don't have the money.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody, I won't mention any names, said, well, it's a done deal. Okay, well, it can't be a done deal if you go to the bank and they want, you know, $20,000 to put down, and I don't have a 20 grand to put down. Now, how am I going to make that happen? I will just make a suggestion for you, and this is what I'm hearing. The book by Rhonda Byrne called The Magic, okay, not The Secret. That was her first book, but The Magic is all about, you know, being grateful and gratitude, and she has a part in there. Did you read it, Denise?
I haven't read that one yet.
The Magic. It's her newest one out. There's a big chapter in there about money and how we attract money, being grateful.
Mm-hmm.
It's already a done deal, meaning that thank you for the money I have to buy my home. That should be your attitude all day long. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So you are fully supported, but not feeling that you're supported financially. All right, next card. Ooh. I see two children coming. It's going to be twins.
I've been saying that.
All right.
I already got the names picked out.
Girl and boy?
Boy, boy.
Boy, boy?
Boy, boy.
Two boys?
Yeah.
But what's funny is the card was upside down. So children, okay, are you, is that an issue for you?
No.
For finding a house? You know,
it's one of the reasons why we're not bigger.
It's one of the reasons why. But, however, sometimes we get caught up in, am I going to be able to afford it? How am I going to take care of the children? It's a big responsibility. I feel that fear. When I'm seeing you energetically, that your heart chakra looks pocketed, meaning that it's open, but yet there's things in there that lie in there that are deeper. Am I going to be the provider? Am I going to be able to make enough money? How is this going to happen? There's a lot of questions there, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fear.
Yes.
Yeah. So children are on their way. Okay. And this is the biggest one, is a truth and integrity. So do you do and say what you're going to do?
Yes.
This truth and integrity is meaning that if you say you're going to do it, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Or I would like to use the word have, because then that keeps us prisoner. But truth and integrity is what I say that I'm going to do is my truth. So are you speaking your truth?
Yes.
Okay. And in that, when it comes to buying a home, where are you looking to purchase the home?
In Downingtown area.
So you want to stay? In Downingtown. I feel like that is it a single family home?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but I just saw Shropshire Street.
I have no idea if that
is. Need to check that out. It's a name.
Okay.
Shropshire. Do you know the development?
No.
Shropshire. Shrop, not shop, Shropshire. Just check it out.
Check it out.
Truth and integrity. So, last card is intention. So, here's the thing, and this is why what I teach is If your intention is I want this home, but your attention is how am I going to afford it? Where am I going to get the money from? What development am I going to live in? If we have fear directed towards that, it kind of doesn't then allow it to come. The desire, your attention has to be on your intention. So the attention, where's your attention been? In lack?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, so how can we switch that around? Think abundantly.
Abundant, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So are you abundant?
Yes.
Okay. To me, abundance is not only money, but also time, gratitude, friendship, love. We are abundant in all areas. But our intention in buying a home, and I'm speaking from what I'm hearing for you, is do you have that vision of what this house looks like?
I already do, yes.
You already do.
Yeah.
So allowing is key here. How have you allowed this home to find you?
I put the area code in and it popped up and we're just looking through all the pictures.
We've been house stalking.
Yeah.
Oh.
We drove in the neighborhood and look at it.
We're stalking, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So basically it's just allowing. I mean, it, like Denise would say, it's an act of good faith that you're already visioning it. It's just allowing. And for me, if I can personally say anything, let it go. Once you let it go, the sixth spiritual law in Deepak Chopra's book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, the sixth spiritual law says we must let go of what we're so attached to, that end result. And once we let it go, it then will draw it to you. So I believe it's already a done deal. It looks like you're fully supported. Just kind of this children, you know, letting them allow to come as well. Basically, you should already be impregnated. So I mean
a couple of weeks we'll find out.
Okay, and a couple of weeks we'll find out. So I think it's a done deal.
Okay.
All right. What time do we have here? We have 4:52.
Say, how did your, you know, speaking about angels and energy, how did your class go last Tuesday night?
It was good. Lauren was there, and she was, Lauren's my intern, and we did this technique where I had everybody go to the back of the room, and they pulled an image. And developing the sixth sense, we... Like these cards, there's one thing that I've learned is with these cards, I'm a little influenced by the word, okay? If I was just to look at the card and not use the word, probably would have different meaning. So what we do is we rip out of magazines just images. And everybody went to the back and they pulled one or two images. And we spoke from that image to go to a deeper level. When we did introductions, people just said, hi, my name is Susie Q, and I have two children, and I live in Downingtown, and I took this class because, you know, synchronicities and coincidences keep happening, and I want to learn more about it. But when Susie Q pulled her image, and she spoke from the image in the sentence of, I am one who, she looked at the image and says, I am one who feels lost in my intuition. I feel that I am one who's not supported by my family in my psychic abilities. I am one who wants to learn more, but I feel I'm afraid to step out of my comfort zone and step out of my bubble. So Lauren got all of this on videotape, and, you know, I had a couple of emotional
people
there, and it was pretty powerful. I think they're all going to be back.
isn't that funny? We said the second class, please come back. Please come back.
Because you just don't know what's gonna happen. And what about you? Yeah, I heard you. You guys sound like you're having a good time.
Oh, we were hysterical. We were laughing.
We laughed a couple times, but
Well, we did the infamous me, my. being aware of the ego. So we had conversations where we had normal conversations, and then we had the same conversations of introducing yourself without using the words I, me, my, and mine. So people learned how to go into the now moment, what a now moment is like, how it's different than a regular moment. We did the stripping of the ego. We had a whole lot of different fun games that we played, and very beginning introduction to divine guidance versus ego guidance and how angels communicate.
And how angels communicate,
yes. So they called on their first angel last week, and it should be this week they're getting used to communicating with that angel, what the angel's name is, how that angel communicates, because they all communicate differently. And it should be interesting to see Tuesday when we go back what has happened this week.
Oh, quite interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. So I, next...
what are we doing next week?
Yeah, next week we are talking about journaling.
Mm.
This wonderful book I was introduced to through the Healing Touch program is called Journaling to the Self by Kathleen Adams. And it's not just writing things down in synchronicity. She has different techniques to use for you to absorb and really pay attention to the finer details of life, which I think we miss out. I mean, just speaking with Cindy Page last week and how she communicates with nature and mm-hmm. really paying attention to the deer or the fox or the eagle medicine. We lose sight of that, and I believe we're in a time, I mean, just look at the weekend here in Philadelphia. I just feel that we're just in this...
There's no words for it. Yeah.
We're just in such a shift of consciousness that mm-hmm. I'm very grateful to be alive and speaking about this and not have to worry what others...
Right.
You know, could do to us that maybe, 100, 200 years ago.
Right.
But in this shift in this book, I had some, people tell me that they want to learn more how to journal, and it's just not writing
mm-hmm.
And writing down the synchronicity. So how to self-care, how to self-journal, and journal to the self to develop more of a stronger connection and connect with the mind, body, and spirit.
Sweet.
Is there anything that you want to add to that with the journal?
It's really interesting in my experience with journaling is that when you learn how to step outside yourself and allow just the guidance and the flow to come through, there have been many times back in 2007, I used to have a blog on MySpace, back in the MySpace days before Facebook, and I'll go back to this day and I'll read some of the stuff I wrote and I'm just blown away, like, oh my God, I wrote that. But I really know that I didn't write that. It's what flowed through me at that moment.
I look back at my post from 2008 and I'm like, ooh, I wrote that?
I know.
I don't think, man, have I changed? I don't think like that anymore.
It's those moments that I've learned where I know when I'm writing and I know when the energy is flowing through me, and it's just mind-blowing. But, yeah.
Well, you're a little more advanced than I am, I will say. She's a couple more years ahead of me. I think I was in corporate America when you were teaching about angels.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been quite a while that I've been doing
this. You've been doing it a lot longer. So, and then the following week, we're going to have on the 12th of October. You want to turn it...
October. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I know. October 12th, we're going to be speaking to one of the owners. Her name is Heather of Pulse Beauty Academy in Downingtown. And she's going to talk about how the school does things spiritually there with the Paul Mitchell. She's a partner, Paul Mitchell School. And Paul Mitchell is very much into mind, body, and spirit, and how she transforms these students' lives. You know, unfortunately... beauticians, they sort of have a bad rap. You know, beauty school dropout, it's still there. There's a tint of it. However, I'm licensed, and it was no easy task getting your license in esthetician or cosmetology. You do have to study. You just can't fly by the seat of your pants. She's going to talk about that. She's going to talk about how she's inspired others to open up other schools and all the work that Paul Mitchell does. He's just not hair care.
Okay.
It's really amazing. And then on the 19th, we're going to have on my mentor, Wally Adams from the Healing Touch community, and she's going to share about what Healing Touch can do for us. And she's very high energy. She was an aerobics teacher.
Yes, I can appreciate.
Yes. Yeah. You know, very much into working out. And, it's going to be a fabulous month.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, are we of the hour?
Yeah.
And we will see you next week. Be bright. Be a star. Be a shining light you are. Until next week, namaste.